How was it that you came to know Bob Dole? It was when you were living in Kansas.
Well, as I recall, he was in the legislature in Kansas, but I met him in the governor's office. Ed Arnold was the governor of Kansas, and that's where I first met Bob Dole. We had a Republican friend that was editor out at Phillipsburg, Kansas, and a good friend of my mother-in-law's. He liked Bob Dole, too. But there was a vacancy in the county attorney's office, I believe, in Russell, Kansas. Bob Dole got to be the county attorney of Russell County, Kansas, for a while. And when he was there, I used to go out and see him. I'd go out there a lot and look over things from the county courthouse and what have you, and we'd go have lunch or something like that. He was a high-top veteran, Bob was. He ran for Congress. As I told you, the governor said to me, Paul, don't violate any law. You can help him out, do it. And I did, and Bob was elected.
What was it about Bob Dole that you liked?
He was a truly great American. I remember when his campaign, Huck Boyd, was developing a brochure, Why Bob Dole Shakes Hand Left-Handed. See, Bob almost lost his arm in the service. He's a Purple Heart guy. And Bob said, no, that was something I did for my country. I'm not going to use it to get boys to do that. So he didn't do that.
Hmm.
He was honest. He was sincere. He had a great love and respect for this country and his people. When he told you something, you could believe it. He never double-crossed. He never switched. He stayed with what he thought was right. And he developed that kind of a relationship with people. And he was wounded and all of that stuff, but he also was a good representative of the people's rights in Congress. And he did it not in a slam-bang negative way, but how he really felt and what he really did.
So, he had a good sense of humor, too, didn't he?
Oh, God, yes, he was funny. Like what he told me, he was high on advice and low on money.
Tell us the story about the spanking of Michael, your son.
When I was the division manager of Phillips Petroleum Company in Wichita, Bob was in the Congress. He called me one day and was going to be in Wichita. He was going to get an endorsement, television, whatever it was. And he wanted to know if I could pick him up at the airport and take him down there. And I said, sure. For some reason, I don't remember why, in my car, I had Fred and I had Michael. He was a little guy, about 4 or 5, maybe something like that. They were with me in the car, and we went out. We got Bob over at the airport. Bob stayed at a hotel there in Wichita. On the way back into town, Mike got to kind of fuss or acted up, and his mama just kind of gave him a little smack. Bob Dole, when he got back to Washington, sent Michael a sympathy card. And that's another thing. Bob Dole kept his word no matter what. And he had a great feeling of compassion. Mike got elected to the legislature. Bob wrote him a congratulations. Mike still got the letter. And he said to him, I'm glad that being spanked in front of a congressman didn't deter you from an active life in politics.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we know that Bob Dole was in the 76th presidential election. He was the Republican Party nominee for vice president.
Yeah, I did.
Gerald Ford then was his running mate. And then in 96, Bob Dole was the Republican nominee for president.
That's the one that I helped him in here in 96.
And that was when he was challenging the incumbent president, Bill Clinton.
Right. Yeah, we had a little office. In fact, Elizabeth come down to visit with us.
His wife, Elizabeth Dole.
Yeah.
Bob Dole would have made a good president, do you think?
Oh, hell yeah. I still got company brochures somewhere. Boo, but I stored up everything. Hell, I can't find half of it anymore.
You still talk, don't you, by phone? You still...
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've kept contact.
It would be fun to listen in and hear some of your conversations with him.
We have fun ones. We do. Oh, I know what I got him. I think he died laughing. I reminded him of my poem that some of us adopted when Obama was elected president. Old Kansans out in California, someplace that I know, they helped do that. And it went like this. I'm proud to be an American, and I'm happy to be free. But you know, I wished I was a dog and Obama was a tree.
So he got a kick out of that with you, of course.
I told him, National Republican Chairman, that was it every year.
Yeah.